Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 19th of February 2024. Today's topic is Your Battle is the Lord's. Our text today is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verses 15 through 22. And he said, Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Verse 16. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz. And ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. Verse 19. And the Levites, of the children of the Kohathites, and of the children of the Korahites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning, and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth for ever. Verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Key verse, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 15. And he said, Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Life generally is full of battles. Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and his people received news that made them sad, fearful, and dejected. What was the unpleasant news? A combination of nations with stronger military strength was coming to wage war against them. They managed to brush aside the problem to pray to God. Naturally, life challenges can bring fear, sense of inadequacy, and depression. Believers should always remember that no problem is bigger than our God. It is cheerful and comforting to know that God will never leave us alone to face our battles. Rather, he will fight for us. The Bible gives us assurance in Isaiah 43 verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The battle against Jehoshaphat was taken over by God, who made the enemies to turn against themselves. What is your own battle? Look up to God. Fear not, for the Lord will fight your battle, and you will enjoy peace. Prayer for today. O Lord, be my defense and fight all the battles of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Deuteronomy chapter 1 verses 28 through 30. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.